I think people are becoming increasingly concerned that it might be burning out. I mean, every week now you open a major newspaper or a major weekly magazine, and there's some article about the American dream and its condition and its future. And one magazine this week actually has a picture on it of stairs, people climbing the stairs and then falling off the end because there's nothing to carry them further. So I think there's an anxiety around, partly about American prosperity, but also about social mobility. And when we look at the comparative data, we start looking particularly to countries of Northern Europe, suddenly we find that they have higher levels of social mobility than we do, better wages, better health care, even in some cases better life expectancy. So we, the land of opportunity, seem to be losing something. And I think that's what we were trying to explore in this symposium.
And since we're both immigrants here, we came here, you know, from different countries, and we both love the United States. For us, it was something like, how can we contribute so that people can have a better dialogue? You know, they can go into a symposium like this, explore different topics, and ask questions, you know, from the experts that we're bringing here. So it's exciting, I think.
How do your students engage with this idea of the American dream? What is it for them?
I think we are finding that the American dream comes in at least two different forms. It comes in the minds of immigrants like ourselves. People come here with dreams and love this country because it gives them the chance to live that opportunity in ways that perhaps in other countries people can't. But there's also a second sense of a generational difference on the dream. Now, the dream was written up in the 1930s, didn't really start to bite very much until the 1970s when people began to talk about American prosperity in these kinds of terms. So for my students studying now welfare politics in the United States and Northern Europe, there's a generational issue. I mean, is it the case, for example, that the baby boomers as a generation had a life experience and sort of life chances open to them, which their children in the next generation are finding it very difficult to reproduce for themselves? And maybe it's a matter of getting back to a growth model again of the kind that underpinned the affluence on which the baby boomers built their lives, getting back to a growth model that will enable us to recreate that prosperity for the generation to come. So behind the discussion of the American dream are lots of public policy questions, not simply about redistribution, but also about growth.
For the people who come to the symposium and stay for the whole arc from, you know, the past of the American dream all the way through the music performance in the evening, what do you want them to walk away with?
Well, I would like for them to walk with more knowledge, more informed about what's at stake in the next election, and also with a sense of hope because there's so much distress in the society right now. We live a very fast life, and I think that we need to kind of retrieve from that and think about where we're going as a nation.
And I think also I would like them very much to leave being able to place the contemporary choices we have in this wider time frame. I look forward very much to the session in the afternoon when Elizabeth Motzinger and Dale Falwell will actually carry us into the contemporary election, having had the morning looking at the bigger picture. And it would be interesting to see how those two things actually relate. And I hope very much that people who hear it all will be glad that they stay to the end.
We've got such a serious partisan divide right now. Do you think conservatives and progressives still ultimately have the same idea of what the American dream means?
Well, I think conservatives and progressives in this country both care enormously about this country. I think patriotism is one of the things that is common to them both. And I always get very distressed when one side or the other implies, on the contrary, the United States is only safe with us and not with you. But they do disagree quite sharply, I think, about how to realize the dream. And I think that sometimes, because the partisan divide is so acute and the election in the United States never seems ever to end, really, as soon as one's over, the next begins, you never get that moment where we can sit down as Americans and say to each other, come on, what do we agree with with each other about? How many of these problems can we find some common way forward on? And I think universities are uniquely important spaces in which people should be able to do that, to listen to alternative views, but to seek common solutions. And this symposium is part of that particular project, and I hope it will make its own contribution.